This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way, and Parler as at the Captain's America. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, capitalize the word America, and you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, to find out more. And joining us right now to start out hour number one is the professor of politics, and it's Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And don't you forget it either. All right. Well, Kyle, Joe Biden gave us a little speech last night. I've got the whole thing right here in front of me. I'm not going to play all of it right now, but I'm going to play about 2.5-3 minutes of it to kind of set the tone for our discussion. You ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about where we are as we mark 1 year since everything stopped because of this pandemic. A year ago, we were hit with a virus that was met with silence and spread unchecked. Denials for days, weeks, then months, that led to more deaths, more infections, more stress, and more loneliness. Photos and videos from 2019 feel like they were taken in another era. The last vacation, the last birthday with friends, the last holiday with extended family. While it was different for everyone, we all lost something, a collective suffering, a collective sacrifice, a year filled with the loss of life and the loss of living for all of us. But in the loss, we saw how much there was to gain in appreciation, respect, and gratitude. Finding light in the darkness is a very American thing to do. In fact, it may be the most American thing we do. And that's what we've done. We've seen frontline and essential workers risking their lives, sometimes losing them, to save and help others. Researchers and scientists racing for a vaccine. And so many of you, as Hemingway wrote, being strong in all the broken places.
All right, I'm going to stop it there because he's talking about so many of you racing for a vaccine. Do you kind of understand here that he is right off the bat trying to attempt to take credit for everything President Donald Trump did and wipe out Operation Warp Speed? Because I might mention, during his speech, Kyle, he never mentions Operation Warp Speed, and his efforts to fast-track the vaccine, he lays on his own shoulders, which just isn't true.
Well, exactly right, Captain. I'm so glad you mentioned about taking credit. It's as if, you know, hey, I got into office and I got the vaccines here now, folks. So this whole speech, he's got this checklist. Number one, take credit for the vaccines, bash Trump, check. And then later on, mention Scranton, of course, check. That's, you know, it seems like this has hallmarks of a typical Biden speech.
But he's doing the same thing that Barack Obama did when he came in with the accomplishments that George W. Bush made.
Well, sure, sure. And but the early on bashing of Trump was, I think, very disingenuous. And by not mentioning Operation Warp Speed at all and simply giving a small line to those racing for the vaccine, come on.
Yeah, but let me just throw something else into here. Folks, I'm going to throw something at you. If you don't know the number, you're going to know it in a minute. Donald Trump contracted for the manufacturing of 550 million vaccines through the companies Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Moderna while he was president, long before Joe Biden ever stepped foot in the White House. You did not hear that mentioned last night.
Well, no, not at all. And by the way, the president talked about how when he came into office, only 8% of those over 65 had been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And again, painting this picture as if, well, I put us on a war footing and I made this work. But yet the idea was to always ramp up the vaccinations, you know, after the first of the year, as I understood, because they had to be manufacturing them at a level that they could do that.
Let's just talk for a second about how we got to the war footing. Donald Trump declared a state of emergency and sped everything up.
Well, that's exactly right. And he moved heaven and earth, cut all the red tape. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So for Joe Biden to sit there and even insinuate in any way to take any credit for what President Trump did and his efforts to fast track the vaccines and all that stuff, he's lying. And once again, he's plagiarizing some of the things that are there. Now, he also laid out an opening plan that we've been using in Florida for about 6 to 7 months under Governor Ron DeSantis. He laid out the very plan for the country that Florida's been using longer than he's been in office.
Well, because they know it's successful, so they're going to piggyback.
But they didn't mention where it came from.
Well, of course not.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. And caller, you hold that thought, too. We're going to get to the caller when we come back here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I've only begun to fight. We are going to lay it out tonight and let this expose this guy for what he is, a fraud. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And thank you very much, Kyle. And I just want to thank everybody that's picking up the podcast, because on all the different places where our podcast can be found, we're on 63 different locations. We now have over 300,000 people a day getting our podcast. There are radio shows around the country that don't have that many listeners on terrestrial radio. So think about that for a minute. By the way, this portion of the program is sponsored by Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for over 5 years. It works for me because it helps to reduce the inflammation that I have in my left ankle and leg. And it also goes to where the pain is, right to the source, and helps to lower or even eliminate the pain. Now, that's because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega 3 in it. It's also 100% drug-free, and it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and also supports healthy joints and muscles and helps with the healing process. So, for $19.95, you start out with a 3-week quick start. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You find out what it's going to do for you, and if it doesn't work, you're only out $20, but at least you tried. And tens of thousands of people have tried, and it works. So, the website to go to, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. And try the 1995 3-week quick start. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We've got the Professor Emeritus Dan DeMann on the line up in Indiana. So here we go. Good morning, Dan DeMann.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Captain. That was a eulogy you heard last night on TV.
Yeah.
That is how Biden operates. Historically, he's always operated this way.
No.
He draws sympathy to himself. In psychological terms, it's called Munchausen syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of rewrites history. You know, during the campaign last fall, a couple of TV ads showed him, his first wife was killed in a car wreck.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the intensive care unit at a hospital right by her side, near her head. Now, how many people bring a photographer along when your wife's dying in the hospital?
Well, nobody in their right mind that I know of.
That's Joe Biden. He does things only for one reason, political advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he was always known for. Finger in the wind and political advantage. And I think that's what you saw last night. You know, another thing over the last campaign, he talked about the up-and-coming dark winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how it was going to be so dreadful, how yep. many people are going to die.
Yep.
I think the whole country's kind of suffering from Munchausen syndrome because we got through December, January, February. We're into March, and it's been pretty mild, really.
Yep, it has.
I just hope that the illegals coming across the border into Texas don't kind of reignite the virus fire down there.
Well, I think they're trying to do that, Dan. I think that's something being done intentional to where they're going to put them into the big cities and scatter them out a little bit and see if they can't spread a little bit more COVID so that, guess what, they can shut it down again.
Yeah, and they're putting it right where they want it, too, the
mm-hmm.
heart of the media. Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C., they want to move them to Camp Lee.
Yeah,
it's
Fort Lee. Fort Lee, it used to be Camp
Lee. Camp Lee.
Yeah.
But anyway, this morning I read in the USA Today, poll, 1 in 5 Americans know somebody who died of the COVID virus.
Correct.
If that was the case, figure that out. That would be 20 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no way we had that kind of, this was not a plague.
Mm-hmm.
This was a virus.
It
was an illness.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had something wrong with you to begin with, you could write out your last will, especially if it was real bad.
Mm-hmm.
But this is crazy. I think the whole country is suffering from the same thing, or a good portion of it. At least half the country, because there's a lot of people that are going to, they fell in love with Biden's speech last night, and the other half the country thinks this guy's crazy.
I couldn't stand it. I thought the guy was, once again, I knew he was lying about the, you know, well, we've created all this and we had nothing, and he created a covered bear image again. That's just not true.
Oh, I know, and the whole mask thing, there's no data, no studies that show the mask even works.
Well, there was one poll that came out yesterday, Dan, and I did see it, and when I saw it, I just laughed. It said, well, the masks have apparently in one particular area where it was tested resulted in a 2% positive change in helping things out. 2% for putting a mask on. Take the damn thing off and throw it in the trash can.
That's what I think. And half of them you're buying.
Yeah.
Aren't good for what they're advertised to do.
Nope.
They're just cheap pieces of cloth with a couple pieces of elastic on it.
Yep.
It doesn't protect you from anything.
Yep. All right, well,
anyway, he just draws sympathy, and half the country likes it, half the country, I think it's fraud.
Okay, so, well, thanks a lot, Dan. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, Dan DeMann, and it's up there in Lafayette, Indiana. And Kyle, you got anything to say after that?
No, I appreciate what Dan was saying. As he said, you know, it was a eulogy, and boy, that's right. And
it was.
Also, and it was maudlin, and he was sort of playing on this sadness factor. And of course, it is a very, very serious thing. But I'll tell you this, Captain: a president like, for example, if Ronald Reagan had to make a speech after a year of what we've gone through with COVID, at the end of that speech, people would have been rallied. They would have been fired up. They would have said, we can do this. We can make a difference. They would have felt like we really are going to come out of this thing. The Joe Biden speech made us think that, well, maybe by July 4th, and if not, well,
that,
things could change and we might put restrictions.
That speech last night should have been a pep rally, and instead it was like,
Well, I just want you to know that I feel your pain, and I've been there, and I just know how bad it is for the country, and we're going to come out of this, but we all have to wear our mask. I mean, when I started to hear that, I just wanted to take something and throw it at the television, but I don't want to destroy my TV.
Right, well, no. but yes, exactly. It wasn't a rallying cry at all.
No. All right, well, let's listen to a little bit more of Biden. I want to just get this out there to set the tone for what we're talking about here. Plus, we've got a lot of other things to talk about, too, tonight. But just listen to this next 90 seconds of Joby.
I know it's been hard. I truly know. As I've told you before, I carry a card in my pocket with the number of Americans who have died from COVID to date. It's on the back of my schedule. As of now, total deaths in America, 527,726. That's more deaths than in World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, and 9/11 combined. There were husbands, wives, sons and daughters, grandparents, friends, neighbors, young and old. They leave behind loved ones, unable to truly grieve or to heal, even to have a funeral. But I'm also thinking about everyone else who lost this past year to natural causes, by cruel fate of accident or other disease. They, too, died alone.
What a thing to say.
Yeah.
What a thing to say.
Well, he didn't make us feel that we were all in this really together. It seemed as though this was Trump's fault, you know, whatever it is. And by the way, Captain, let me ask you this. Did Joe Biden even begin to intimate or even speculate where did this virus come from?
No, he never once opened his mouth and said this came from China. Well, he wanted to talk about war. He should have talked about the war started in China. But we didn't hear a word.
No, not
a word.
Thing. Exactly.
That might affect his pay stream coming from China, you think?
Yeah, well, it fell from the sky. It just came from outer space.
Yeah, and again, if you're stupid enough to fall for this stuff, folks, then shame on you. I don't feel sorry for you because this is ridiculous. This guy is out there playing it up for all it's worth. He's helped to create the problem. He's helped to create the problem. You know how, Kyle?
How's that?
By taking the money he took and Hunter Biden took from China to keep quiet about a lot of different things going on.
Well, yeah, it's not good at all. And, you know,
they are corrupt. This is a corrupt family.
Well, you know, Captain, even just a line like, you know, we began, we had, and as you said, didn't even mention Operation Warp Speed.
Nope.
If he had done that, he might have tried to bring some people in this country together.
And when he mentioned the 500 and some odd million vaccines that now were being produced and all that sort of stuff, he never mentioned where it came from. It came from Donald J. Trump.
Well, exactly. But this is all part of the thing of
yep.
government is here. Yep. It's going to save you.
The Joe Biden I know over the years is a fraud, a liar, and he'll do anything he can to get elected. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the bottom of the right after the bottom of the hour on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you think I'm kidding, go do a Google search on Joe Biden and see what you come up with. You'll be shocked. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden at the White House in his first primetime address to the nation on the one-year anniversary of the worldwide pandemic. He said the vaccine rollout is kicking into high gear.
All adult Americans will be eligible to get a vaccine no later than May 1. That's much earlier than expected. Let me be clear. That doesn't mean everyone's going to have that shot immediately, but it means you'll be able to get in line beginning May 1. Every adult will be eligible to get their shot. And to do this, we're going to go from 1 million shots a day that I promised in December, before I was sworn in, to maintaining, beating our current pace of 2 million shots a day, outpacing the rest of the world.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, if you check out their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, they'll do one of two things. They'll ask you if they can help you via the website helper. You give them your zip code. You can get everything from a price quote there to any questions answered, including where the local agent is nearest you. But if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, they can save you money with that. How about a motorcycle? How about an RV? How about an ATV or a boat? How about all of the above? They can save you money with all of that, and your homeowners and renters insurance policy too. And if you bundle everything together, they can save you even more money. So Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go over there, check them out, and see what they can do for you. I've been with them just a little bit more than 15 years, and so far, and I do verify and check everything, so far they have been saving me money. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, well, we've got, let's see, we've got the honorary mayor of somewhere on the telephone here, Mike in Clearwater. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I want to talk to that guy that comes on the radio, the professor. No, I'm just, let me, okay.
He's not here
anyway,
now.
Kyle.
He's not here now, sorry.
Okay. But, you know, it's funny. One of the Democrats' main things over the summer, these violent protests, were defund the police. And isn't it funny how the mayor of Portland all of a sudden requested extra money for police because the crime and the all that stuff that's going on over there is out of control? You know, it's funny how they say one thing, but yet when they're caught in a pickle, oh, well, you know, we're going to request extra money and nobody covers it. Now, had that been a Republican, I can guarantee you the you-know-what would have hit the fan. And it's just...
Okay, but you're missing the obvious here, and the obvious is Minneapolis, where they've got the trial going on now to select the jurors for the George Floyd trial, correct?
Correct.
And they set up an autonomous zone around the George Floyd Memorial. And last night they had some violence and somebody got killed there with a gunshot.
Well, you know what, Captain? I think it's going to come to a head because, you know, at some point people are going to, hopefully, even Democrats are going to start to realize the how crazy this is, and they're not going to stand for it.
Well, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Why in the hell would you hold that trial in the city of Minneapolis when you know they're going to break up and just explode? Why wouldn't you take that out into the suburbs somewhere out in the county?
Well, you know, I think they tried that, but there was some excuse about, well, you know, the whole state, everyone has heard about it. It's a high profile.
Doesn't matter.
State.
You get it out of the city where they're going to start fires and loot and rob.
Right.
That's what you
and
would
then,
do.
Now, here's mm-hmm. another thing, Kyle, another thing that concerns me. So, we 1.9 trillion has passed. Now they're saying that they want to come after guns, and there's a whole host of things that they're going to
Good
introduce
luck.
To go after the guns.
Good luck.
You know, they're HR1. They're trying to put that through.
Good luck.
But what really scares me, Kyle, is I really believe that they're going to try to make a play before they lose control next year. They're going to try to do Medicare for all, and that really terrifies me because, you know, I like the plan I have. I have a PPO. I can go see whatever doctor I want. I usually don't have to wait.
Okay.
I can get tested.
So what's your question before you run out of time? What's your question?
Yep. So what do you think, Kyle? Do you think they're going to make a play and try to get Medicare for all and screw up our health care system even more than what they perceive to be that it is already screwed up?
Okay.
And thanks for your input.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yeah, thank you so much, Mike. Yeah, I think that they want to do whatever they can get accomplished.
Correct.
Number one. As far as Medicare for all, maybe if they feel that they could actually go there, they might try to go there. We know this, though. The vice president now is candidate Kamala Harris. She was, I think, for getting rid of private health care, if I recall correctly.
Yep.
And you see, but it's never talked about in the sense that they're looking to outlaw, that's the real term, outlaw private health insurance. And so, but because what they do is they talk about it in the sense of, we're going to bring health care to you. No, but you're taking away, just like Mike was talking about, Captain, taking away your plan, taking away your choice. And you see, because they want to make those choices for you. Whether or not they can make that reach right now, do that heavy lift at this point,
well,
I don't know. But they are going to do come after the Second Amendment, and they'll continue on with the HR 1 thing.
Let's try anyway. Yeah, let's be honest about something here. In 31 states, if they try to play with the gun laws and try to tighten the gun laws, and you have to have universal background checks, and no more private sales, or it's going to cost $100,000 maximum fine. Can't sell a gun between me and you unless you get a background check and all this nonsense we're starting to hear, okay? I'm telling you, in 31 states, that is political suicide for the Democrats. Absolutely, positively. So bring it on. In some of the other states, it could very well be the same because not everybody agrees. They understand that it's not the guns that are doing the damage. It's the people with the guns.
Well, sure, and the people
with the guns. And there are some people with the guns that shouldn't have them.
Well, exactly right. And then you got people, Captain, who just have their head in the clouds somewhere, and they think that we need to defund the police, but they forget about the people who have guns that shouldn't have them.
Yeah, and if they want to get rid of the Saturday night specials that are world famous for anywhere in the city, where if you get in the right time part of town, you can buy almost any kind of gun you want in the cities for as long as you got enough cash to do it. Fine, if they want to do that, have at it, because that'll make it easier for the gun shows to do business and this, that, and the other. But they want to outlaw the gun shows. They want to outlaw personal gun sales. They want to outlaw gun collectors. They want you, it'll cost you so much to be a gun owner in some of the certain weapons that you might have that you wouldn't be able to even do that anymore. And that's ridiculous.
Well, that's right. Now, Captain, just go back to last summer as we watched these riots through so many of these different cities, especially mm-hmm. Minneapolis. Ask yourself the question.
Gun-free zones.
Or gun-free zones, but mm-hmm. ask yourself the question, can the government protect
yep.
you?
But was that a gun-free zone in the autonomous zone tonight where somebody got shot and killed?
Oh, that's how horrible
it is. And we're going to check on that because that just came in here a few minutes ago there, folks. We're going to check on that during the break and to make sure that we got our information correct with that, because I haven't seen any name, just that there was violence and that someone was shot and killed in that area of Minneapolis tonight. So I'll check on that during the break. But the other thing, Kyle, what Mike mentioned something about the Medicare and all that and
right.
losing his insurance. I don't see that happening because the expense, if you think it's expensive right now for what they've done, the $1.9 trillion, we're talking huge amounts of money to convert everything back over. And who in the hell wants the government controlling their health insurance? I don't.
Oh, I totally agree. But what you'll continue to hear, though, is the notions like what we heard Bloomberg talking about. Well, you come in and you present with this kind of thing, but you're 90 years old. We tell you, go home, be well. You know, it's the rationing of health care, the picking and choosing who's going to live and who's going to die,
even
and
when
all
I was,
that stuff.
Even when I was in the fire service for all those years, our health insurance was private, had nothing to do with the government at all. We had private plans that we were able to choose from. You had like a good, better, best type situation, and that worked very good for the members. But before we run out of time and head for the break here, what do you think about, in general, where do you think we're headed with all this? And I realize you're going to try to dump everything except the kitchen sink on us, but what do you think?
Well, no, I do. I think they're going to get, the getting's good on whatever they can get. In, mm-hmm. in other words, they'll go for the low-hanging fruit first, and then they'll try some more heavy lifting. If they can try to, get a critical mass happening on this or that political aspect, they will do it because they know that their time is short until 2022 when all these policies and exploding gas prices, inflation, all this stuff is going to be hitting. They're not going to be able to explain it anymore, and they're going to lose seats.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and there's quite a bit of weather to talk about tonight. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with me, and I'll be right back, and Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that. And she's up there at Carrollton, Georgia, at the D&D Ranch with her husband, Don, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program
our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there and get yourself a free cup of coffee, compliments of us. Just go in there and tell them, hey, I was listening to Captain's America Third Watch. They said if I came in here and said I was listening to the show, I'd get a free cup of coffee. Well, guess what? You will. And become a member of the Drivers Club while you're there. Get points for the fuel you buy. Get points for the food you buy and whatever you buy in the trucker store, too. Okay, we're going to get started here. Here's Tony Justice. This is called The Last of the Cowboys.
Mountain highs fade off into the distance like ghost riders in the sky. Black smoke and white wine, steel horses side by side. It's more than just a living, y'all. Hell, it's our way of life. We're the last of the cowboys, giddy up, cowboys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's a slowing down breed. Rolling like Jesse James, modern day outlaw gang. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. We're the last of the cowboys. It's a family tradition. Diesel's running through our veins. Daddy showed us the ropes. We're going the fast lane. Branded by our heroes. Taught to saddle up and move. This country rolling, we're damn proud of what we do. So the cowboys, giddy up, cowboys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's slowing down free. Rolling like Jesse James, modern day outlaw gang. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. We're the last of the cowboys.
Oh, yeah, Tony Justice, Last of the Cowboys, and that's what the over-the-road truckers are for sure, because you guys have a lifestyle out there. I know all about it, and you're one in a million, and you guys keep on doing the good work you're doing. And, Kyle, I sure appreciate the trucks and the truck drivers, because America's needs are all moved by truck.
That's exactly right, Captain. When you go to the store and buy something, take it home for your family, it's coming on a truck.
You betcha.
That's exactly right.
You betcha. And some of that stuff you pay for to go on an airplane never sees an airplane, folks. Just the way it is. Just saying. All right. Well, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to give it to you. Major storm is going to bring heavy snow and severe thunderstorms to the central U.S. all through the weekend. Now, this major storm system will be bringing that heavy snow to parts of the central Rockies and central High Plains Friday through Sunday. Strong winds will combine with snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour to produce near blizzard conditions. And we were talking about this yesterday, and I've been warning some of the guys and gals that are out there in my conversations with them. So I-70 parts, well, let's see, from I-80 to I-70 down to I-40 and maybe even down to the northern higher elevations of I-10 out in Texas, you are going to be in some weather. So, and also I-20, I might add, down in Texas, and I-35 north-south for sure. So the southeastern part of the winter weather, of course, severe thunderstorms are possible, possibly a few tornadoes over the southern plains into the Ozarks Friday through Sunday as this thing moves off to the east. Take it away, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, in Southern California tonight, we've got to still have a flash flood watch going on in the Orange County area, but that's set to expire at 4 a.m. local time as a lot of the rain sort of moves out. But we still have winter weather advisories out in the Inland Empire, Moreno Valley. This is going to be if you're coming across Interstate 10. You want to be careful there in the San Bernardino areas, also out in the San Bernardino National Forest. If you're coming up I-15, Cajon Pass, that area, south of Victorville, be careful. You still got a winter storm warning tonight. Also, up in Northern California, you have a freeze warning. This is going to be north of Santa Rosa along Highway 101. This is going to be south of Redway, so be careful up there tonight if you're coming up Highway 101. Winter weather advisory, this is going to be north of Las Vegas tonight. Also, winter weather advisory in Arizona. This is going to cover the Flagstaff area. Also, oh, just just about over to Kingman or so, but also covering Prescott. So Interstate 17, Interstate 40 in Arizona tonight. Be careful. In New Mexico, we do have a fire weather warning covering a lot of the part of, a lot of the state tonight, Captain, especially as you come across I-40 or up I-25. You could get gusty winds up to about 40 miles an hour because of that, the environment there now. So be careful with high-profile vehicles. Winter storm watch in southern Colorado, moving up through Denver. Of course, they were slated to get a lot of snow as we head into the weekend, and they definitely are under a winter storm watch tonight. That stretches all the way up into Wyoming, Cheyenne, all the way up to Casper with the winter storm watch tonight. That bleeds over into western Nebraska as well tonight, Captain.
That may have just changed to a warning because everything went to red on my screen here. So that's a warning up through that area now, going up I-25 to coming from Denver all the way up to Casper. Now, moving over into southwestern South Dakota, you do have a winter storm watch. The western part of Nebraska, winter storm watch. Gusty weather conditions out almost all the way to Lincoln tonight on I-80, so be advised of that. And we got a lot of rain right now across the southern half of Kansas, all the way across towards St. Louis and from Columbia, Missouri, roughly south all the way down to the Arkansas line. You've got a lot of rain through there, also into southern Illinois and the southwestern corner of Indiana. And then the western part, the northwestern part of Kentucky right now. That rain is going to be moving to the east out in front of all this. Going up north into the upper peninsula of Michigan, you've got a gale warning on the lakes up there, and it looks like you might get some winter weather up that way too. Also, with the storm moving to the east, depending on the prevailing wind on the Great Lakes, it could get really exciting up there in Michigan and Ohio. And upstate New York between now and Sunday, it kind of looks like as if the winds are going to blow that blow over the lake. And if they do, that means look out.
Exactly right. That's exactly right, Captain, as we're tracking this.
Yeah. Now, I've also got some fog up the East Coast right now coming up out of Virginia going up. It looks like 95 towards Maryland and a short stretch of let's see here, going up into West Virginia and the western part of Maryland up into the mountains and skirting around Jersey. There's a little bit of fog there. And we do have a gale warning right now from about Long Island all the way up to Nova Scotia again for some real windy conditions along the water there. So that's what we're looking at right now tonight. A little bit of wind down in South Florida, might add. All that'll do is make the pretty girls in the bikinis' hair get a little bit more ruffled down there from roughly Miami on down to Key West, so they won't mind that too much.
No, for their spring break, exactly.
Yeah, we got bathing beauties all over the place, I'll tell you that. It's and by the way, this time of the year, you know what the number one male health problem is in Florida?
What's that?
Eye strain.
Okay.
Eye strains.
Yep.
And I forgot to mention there's some sea fog from Houston south down to the to the Mexican border, right along the Gulf, right along the water. We do have some fog right there that's settling in along that area, so be careful there. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Again, tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch. Go on in there, get yourself a free cup of coffee. But more important than that, Kyle, join the Drivers Club. Join the RV Club.
Well, absolutely, because you get points. They also have special amenities for RVers, like special fueling lanes. You can, the RV dump is there as well. All kinds of stuff.
You can camp out there if you want to, too.
Exactly, yeah, the overnight parking as well. And so you couple that, Captain, with the great food options available at all the different Pilot and Flying J's, and you got a winning combination.
Yep, and I know the one that I go to a lot over here by me, I'll be stopping at over the weekend as I go up to Brooksville. I'm going to take the long way around so I come back on down and enjoy the food at Denny's. They got some really good food there. That one in San Antonio, Florida, just north of Tampa, along I-75. So I'll be stopping in there after the gun show when I leave there on Saturday. But in the meantime, here comes the music. That means we've got to skedaddle out of here, and I'm going to give Kathy the chance to tell you how to call the show.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station. Nation from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.